Whilst we talk about the problems in the energy sector, we shouldn't forget what we are doing today. We are celebrating a giant of the industry who really was interested in efficiency, supply of electricity, you know, to consumers at an affordable and efficient way possible. And Abeku Brihomo is the one we are celebrating. And that shouldn't be lost on us, even as we address the challenges he would have been, you know, championing if you were still here with us. Yes, I mean, the power has been stable, as you indicate, and we are not in the days of 2014, 2015, where we had significant challenges with power generation. We have moved on to an era where we talk about even excess generation capacity, and people still have power in their homes and in businesses. But the fundamental problems, as Ishmael indicated, are still here with us. And what, you know, I struggle to internalize is the fact that we know the problem. We have known the problems all these years, and we are not able to take the hard decisions that are required for us to resolve the underlying problems. So we have the power on, but the fundamental question is at what cost to the country and to the future sustainability of the energy sector. In 2019, I think Dr. Asante will be the one to really get deeper into that conversation about the energy sector recovery program. And if you read that document, it was blunt about where we were and where we need to get to as a country. The first line of that document stated that the energy sector is not sustainable and we needed to do something about it, and program actions that we needed to take for us to resolve the energy sector problems. At the time, the debt situation was about 2 billion. And if you heard what Ishmael just indicated, we are now close to 7 billion for the sector.
Is what that means? $7 billion or 7 billion cedis?
Dollars. Okay. 6.8, there are about the unaudited numbers, from 2.7 to almost 7 billion. That is quite staggering, and we need to resolve this challenge for the power sector to be sustainable. If it was not sustainable at 2.7 billion, what would we say at 6.8 to 7 billion? It's getting increasingly unsustainable.
Now, you make a point. You say, at what cost and the future sustainability of the sector? Tell us at what cost the current situation will be to the sector and whether this is sustainable going forward. Before I come to Dr. Asante.
Let me paint a picture for you. The energy sector is becoming unsustainable. If you look at the state ownership report for 2019, you know, VRA and ECG alone cumulatively generated a loss of about 3.5 billion Ghana cedis. And that was from a previous about 1.2 billion. So if you look at the quantum jump, even within just 1 year, it tells you that if we continue along that line, the entire budget, not just the energy sector, of the country becomes unsustainable. At some point around 2018, we went to the bond market to be able to pay some of the liabilities of the energy sector institutions and move the debts to ESLA PLC. And we raised about $8 billion dollars to be able to, $8 billion cedis to be able to pay some of the debts in the energy sector. What we are doing now, by servicing just that debt, we're paying about $1.6 billion every year to service the debt. The worst part, the debt accumulation hasn't ceased. So we continuously accumulate debt. And by our estimation, we probably will be doing around 7 billion in 2021.
Okay.
In terms of losses and also debt service.
Okay.
And if you compare that to your investment in the social sector, the 2021 budget, investment, capital investment in the social sector, if you look, take out the recurrent expenditure and salaries and the rest of it, what we're doing was about 87 million in the budget. All right. And you're paying and accumulating debt of about 7 billion Ghana cedis in the energy sector. That really makes the budget unsustainable. And at this point, it becomes so crucial that beyond the write-ups and beyond the speeches and the rhetorics, we need to pin down the solution and aggressively pursue them to ensure that we can redeem not just the energy sector, but the budget of the country. There are other complements, complementary solutions that we need to really address in the power sector. That is reducing the inefficiencies and ensuring that not just the tariff, but any other thing that ensure or continue to undermine the sustainability of the sector is addressed. The inefficiencies, cumulatively, if you look at transmission losses and distribution losses, we are averaging around 40%. What that means is that if you sell $1 million power, 400,000 cannot be accounted for in Ghana's power sector. And that is a major, major concern that we have to address to ensure that we have a sustainable power sector. Globally, the average should be around 8 to 10% of the loss. And we are doing close to 40%. You know, we can't only focus on the tariff and not address these problems. And as I did indicate earlier, we've known these problems since 2014. And we've been talking about fashioning out the solutions program after the, one speech after the other. And we're still talking about the same problems. The 12 billion debt that you mentioned, it's just a projected number, a do-nothing scenario as of 2019, that if we did not address the power sector problems, we could be hitting $12.5 billion of debt in the sector by 2023. And at the time, the debt was about 2.7 billion. And now we are close to 7 billion. So if we don't act quickly, we could easily hit the 12 billion as was projected, you know, in 2019. So these are the fundamental issues that we need to address. We've been working in the power sector, analyzing the problems, looking at the challenges with distribution, transmission, and the problems are not going away. The solutions are not forthcoming to be able to address that. If you want a meter today, it's difficult for you to get it. And that means when you have power in the lines are live, and somebody wants to consume the power and pay you, they can't do that because meters are not available. People are stealing the power, you know, to do businesses, and they don't pay for the power they are consuming. And we have spoken about this consistently.